Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Why, in every case, do tyrannies exterminate and murder people en masse? I'll break that down at the bottom of the hour. Judith McGeary, who's been on with us many times in the past, had a family emergency. She still says she can be on via cell phone, but I want to get her on in the next few days from a landline or in studio. She actually lives outside Austin. So I'll just leave it at that. A situation with hornets on a farm. You can fill in the blank for yourself. So that is something I'll still cover, the farming situation, some in the next hour, and take your farming horror stories with the BLM, the Forest Service, and go over this legislation they're trying to ram through. They're trying to get it through this week, so hopefully we can get her on in the next few days. She still offered to come on again from the hospital, but we're not going to do that. She's fine. Her husband got stung by a bunch of hornets. He should be okay. But I tell you, I got a bunch of those outside my house. Every time I kill them, they just come right back. And they roost up in the cracks by the eave of our house and kill them repeatedly. And they just keep... One time my mom, I went over to her house. She was stung by a hornet, also a hornet's nest. The big yellow and green ones, stung her right between the eyes, swole her eyes shut for a couple days. Those suckers aren't particularly vicious, so our prayers go out to her husband on that front. I do want to go to your phone calls now. Let's talk to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? I'm out of Illinois, like you said, and I'm a member of Campaign for Liberty. And I was trying to get more of a part of the Tea Party movement out here. And I did join a campaign recently, an independent conservative out here in Illinois. And I wanted to see if you could give us a little help in getting some exposure to him.
Flesh that out a little bit, what you were just saying.
I'm here with Robert Zadig's campaign. He's an independent conservative out of Illinois. And we need to get him a little exposure. He's a write-in candidate, and I was wondering if I can talk a little bit about him and just plug his website.
Yeah, Nick, why don't you send me some information? I'm not big on plugging candidates I don't know about, but I appreciate your call just because I want to do some research. But you can send it to showtips@infowars.com, and I'll look at it. But I do want people to support all third-party alternative candidates if they're constitutionalists. Let's go ahead and talk to Denny in California. Denny, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I've been a huge fan since Endgame, man. I've been really helping people tune into the truth, man. So I just want to put it out there that everybody has to do something creative, do something, get out there and make change, because one person finds a way to get their message out there, then you've done a good thing, you know. So my question for you is, where can I find anything really on their homosexuality and their child abuse? I heard there was a book out where this woman, like, escaped the Bohemian Grove, and she wrote, like, a tell-all tale. But where can I find information on that?
Well, you can find it in the headlines all the time. They constantly catch Homeland Security state directors, federal subdirectors, actually raping children or trying to. It's always coming out about large portions of CPS workers, truancy officers being into it. It's not that the Boy Scouts are bad. It's that predators try to go get near children. I mean, where are great white sharks off the coast of San Diego? They're where the seals are swimming. Well, child predators are going where the children are. And so the real criminals, they call them high-level, high-IQ criminals, whether they're psychopathic killers, bank fraud people, pedophiles, you name it, they try to get a badge and a gun, or they try to get government power. That's why tyranny tends to develop, because bad people want to get into positions of government power to protect themselves so they can carry out their operations. And so it's just all over the news that this is going on. Dying Corps has been caught running giant child kidnapping rings, and they're one of the main contractors in the U.S. that also runs CPS. So, I mean, it's everywhere.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I want to break down the cycles that society goes through. And I know we've been talking about this with Red Beckman and many others for 15 years, but I wanted to really quantify it and talk about what it's going to be like to live under tyranny. I mean, we're already deep into it, but it's got a lot more to go by many levels of bad, from bad to worse. So I'm going to be talking about that, getting into the economy, and a lot more. Let's go to Gail in Tennessee. You're on the air, Gail.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. The big news in Tennessee, I suppose you know, is Ernest Withers, FBI informant. And as a child during Martin Luther King's assassination, growing up on images of I Am a Man, it was a shock. I had Jesse Ventura will research that. But that's
well, I mean, there's nothing to research, but to fill folks in, when we had Dick Gregory on last week, he talked about how the Tennessee papers had just broken the story that the longtime photographer who took the famous photos of Jesse Jackson pointing from where the shot came from when it wasn't where the shot came from. And, you know, basically none of them even ducked when Martin Luther King was shot, which everybody thought was very suspicious. And now it's admitted that he was an FBI informant tracking everything that King was doing. And his friends who were also there were quoted as saying it was a good thing to do. And Dick Gregory made the point that that sounds like they know it's about to come out that they were FBI informants. Since you mentioned that story, I thought I would clarify it for folks that didn't know what we were talking about, Gail.
Right. The commercial appeal broke the story. But the reason I'm calling is I saw one of those weird crop duster planes in the middle of the night a couple of months ago, and my kids were going, oh, it's mosquitoes. You're spraying for mosquitoes, and I've lived on this street all my life, and it's always a truck. So I thought it was strange. It was 2 a.m., and all these chemicals were being sprayed with infrared light in a crop duster plane.
Well, that's the bigger issue, is that they do this at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and I've told the story. It must have been 8, 9 years ago. I'd been working late on a film, got home about 2:30 a.m., closed my car door, and at about 300 feet, a Cessna flew over. I could right over my house with the spray bottles under it, spraying some type of chemical. It hit me. I mean, I sat there like an idiot wondering what it was and then could smell it. And then I went and searched the term, and it turned out they were doing moth eradication. But it turns out these chemicals are very toxic. But notice how the whole government does everything by stealth. They lie to you and say the naked body scanners don't have radiation. Turns out it is dangerous and give you cancer. They say they're not saving the images. Turns out they are, and we're lying about it. I mean, they just lie as a course of action. Hey, the asbestos isn't bad for you at ground zero. Don't wear a mask. Because if they told you to wear a mask, they'd have to admit it was dangerous, then they'd have to pay claims. Hey, DU isn't bad for you, troops. Go ahead and use depleted uranium. Hey, core exit, Obama says, isn't bad for you. There's no health problems in the Gulf. We know that's a lie. And they're now spraying core exit at night to a cover up. And they lied and said 70% of the oil was cleaned. Turns out that's a lie. Almost everything they say is a lie. Anything else, Gail?
Well, I was just going to say, you're probably trying to make me sick so I want his health care, which I don't, because I stay healthy and I write a check when I get sick, knock on wood, but I don't want, to be forced with his health care. So.
Well, that's what the health care is about, Gail, is taking your choice away under these new rules that they're phasing in. Bioethics boards will decide what treatment you can get, even if you have the money.
Right. It's awful. But I respect what you're doing, and I just wanted to call in. There's so many things to talk about. The VA benefits. My uncle, who liberated Buchenwald, he's 88, he just got a bill 3 years ago. The VA starting to bill him for medicine. He was supposed to have benefits. It's really weird that they're all of a sudden giving him a three-year-old bill of some medicine. I mean,
I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but go back, because I interrupted you. Go back to what type of plane was it? How low was it? What did you see at spring?
Oh, and the reason I was up is it was right after school. I have teenagers, so I'm worried is the car coming home safely, right? So I'm up worrying about my teens being out. So I was up, and I just looked out, and I saw it. It was fairly low. But what was strange was the infrared light, because it was the same night of a big marijuana bust here in Memphis, and I've always heard that they always have this infrared technology where they're trying to find pot growers and all this. So I figured, oh, that plane's looking for the guy that got away. It was on the news, he got away. But then why did they have to spray? I mean, that doesn't match up. So I thought, well, that couldn't have been that.
All right,
they did have infrared light.
Great points. I appreciate your call. For those that just tuned in and were listening to her, the problem with moth eradication, beetle eradication, you know, these moths and beetles that really can't kill your trees, is that, A, they keep it quasi-secret from the public. They don't advertise it. A lot of times people see this, they complain, they're told, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Later they learn it was true. So they lie about it, just like they lie and say, there's no mercury in the shots, then we prove there is. They say, okay, mercury's good for you. It's a culture of just lying automatically. I mean, we can't trust anything they do. But then you've got the tens of thousands of declassified admissions. And I cover just 20 or so of these in my film Endgame in one section, where they've released bubonic plague in England and the U.S. They've released nerve gas in San Francisco and New York and killed people. And in all these cases, they'll release bacteria, you name it. They'll have army doctors in civilian doctor, you know, white lab coats at the hospitals, in deals with the hospitals to not tell the public they were just tested on, so when they come in, they can see what's happening. And this goes back to the 40s. Our government didn't just go bad a few years ago. Of course, it's all expanded. Now, previously, under the different laws they had on Freedom of Information Act, they would declassify this stuff 25 years after. Now they don't even declassify anything basically past the 90s. But in some of the declassified examples, this shows you what they think of the trips. Before I segue into what she brought up about her family being charged for medical care, the World War II vet. In cases all over the United States, at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and at Los Alamos Laboratories, out west, everywhere, in one group of tests they did, thousands of GIs and thousands of their wives, and this is even in Time magazine. I think I saw it in Time like 14 years ago. That's how I first learned about that particular case, and since then I've seen it in other places. The woman would come in, but they also did it to the men for other health issues. And they'd say, honey, I got some prenatal vitamins for you. And they'd give them uranium or plutonium, or some cases both, in different tests, pills. When they were pregnant, and then when the woman came rushing in a day later, they would be there and they'd even roll in film cameras and tape what they were doing to see what radiation did to a baby in utero. And, you know, they told the scientists, look, if we hurt one woman, if we kill one baby, or we kill thousands, that'll save millions when the Russians nuke us. Meanwhile, our own government had funded the Russians. That's now been declassified, given them all the weapons to create the enemy. But it was really about creating cadres of doctors who would do anything. It was about testing them to see if they had these legions of death, these legions of doom that would carry anything and everything out whenever they were told to. And so they'll send pilots up spraying stuff for moth eradication, or they'll send them up spraying for marijuana fields or whatever. But then one day they can put a biological on it. They can release the flu, and the pilot doesn't know. They're compartmentalized. Or they could release a nerve gas. They could release a deadly bioweapon, you know, that kills 99% of people that come in contact with it. The human version of mousepox we know they developed for this plant. That's probably what they'll go with. I mean, if I had to pick one of the many super kill weapons they've got, it'll kill 99% of you, and they're really looking forward to releasing it. And, of course, we've got all these top environmentalists, people in the British government saying we need to attack our cities with bioweapons, airborne Ebola. And then you research them, they almost all work in bioweapons. Boy, you can't put two and two together there, can you? I know some of you can, but I mean, some people out there are in such denial, they can't even see what's going on here. They want the world for themselves. This is their big adventure, their big decadent treat. This is something naughty. See, that's what corruption does. We'll get into it later, but they just get into doing more and more crazy things. That's the nature of humanity. It's the nature of this cycle. Now, if they would give a GI vitamins and tell them they were vitamins when they were uranium or plutonium or strontium or some other isotope, or if they nerve gassed people on the New York subway in 1968, what would they do to you now? Now, remember last year I had the head of Veterans of Foreign Wars on. He was in the meeting with Obama. Obama said, I want to make a deal with you. We'll get you more government funding if you do it, to make all veterans, including current veterans, new wounded people, pay for their own health care. And he said no, and he came on the show. Well, just by stealth, they already made the deal 11 years ago to take your death benefits when you die. You've paid for that insurance over your life. Or to make vets pay for their own health care, or make them pay for their own meals when they're at Ramstein, when their leg's blown off, flown out of Iraq. Again, they don't like you. They hate you, and they get you all jazzed up about America, and we're a Christian army fighting the Muslims and all this brainwashing. It's nothing but a fake template that they basically download into you through the conditioning, through the re-education system that we all live in, and you are hated. You are seen as a weapon that's been used, and what do they do to an old cannon? They spike it. What do they do to an old battleship? They cut it up, or they take it off and sink it off the coast and make an artificial reef. You are to be decommissioned. We don't have a government. We don't have a country. It was taken over by offshore, ruthless, eugenicist-controlled global corporations decades ago conservatively. They now have near full-spectrum dominance over everything but your mind. You must realize, if you're a veteran, a police officer, everybody that serves this system, they hate you more than anyone. And when they're done using you, they will rob, they will steal. You notice all the vaccines they give you.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
To create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Found out about her back in 2008. It was the weekend before the November election. Democratic presidential nominee Senator Barack Obama started getting questions about his aunt, Zaituni Onyango of Kenya, an illegal immigrant living in public housing in Boston.
You're here illegally, and he's running for the president of the United States. That's what I'm saying is.
Listen, Obama did not know my whereabouts.
For the first time, Zaituni is setting the record straight, sitting down with me for this interview. She had come to the United States in 2000 and says she had every intention of going back to Kenya. But she says she got sick and spent time in a hospital and nearly died.
To me, America's dream became America's worst nightmare.
Why?
Because of what I have gone through.
Tell me what you've gone through.
That is a hell of a lot. Hell of a lot.
She became political fodder intended to hurt her nephew. She also became a focal point of anger. How could Zaytouni be here illegally for years, living in government housing?
Have been treated like public enemy number one.
Okay, at about 40 after or so, I'm going to start getting into my little mini rant about the cycles that society goes through and really what we're facing. We know 100% what we're facing and everything that's happening, all the craziness gone to seed, corruption gone to seed, is done by design to break your will. So we're going to explain that coming up. But right now, let's go to Corrine and then Alonzo, Jason, Hunter, and Bryce. I'll at least get to those calls before I get into those subjects. Let's talk to Corrine in Texas. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for waking me up. I tell everyone about your films, and I think your work is just great. I have three quick points. Oprah has just come out in support. Her book club has picked Freedom, a novel by Jonathan Friesen. And this novel basically says that freedom is bad because if we're free, then, you know, we're going to become a decadent society. And, you know, that's it's really bad. And
Yeah, that's their answer. See, they confuse the decadent cycle, which they're all reporting on, Camille Paglia, you name it. The media then takes that information and confuses it that freedom causes the decadence and the evil. No, not respecting liberty and freedom and not defending it brings tyranny. And so they're basically trying to scramble it. And I mean, look, she funds a giant UN brainwashing church in Africa. A lot of people like Oprah Winfrey. She supported Barack Obama. Unfortunately, some talk show hosts here on Genesis did, which was pretty shameful, but we forgive them for that. A lot of bad decisions. But I think that overall, Oprah Winfrey is super bad news, and it's modern mind control. Go ahead.
Well, I used to like her, and you really woke me up to her. What I would like your listeners to consider is going to Amazon and writing a one-star review and putting in there something about, you know, freedom is what made this country great. The Constitution is what made this country great. And if we all did a review, it will just overwhelm her.
Decadent slobs tell us to capitulate to their tyranny because our freedom is bad. My freedom to own a gun and not be afraid at night is evil. My freedom to own property is bad. No. As the freedom is phased out, we now get tyranny. It's the opposite of what this writer's saying. I haven't read the book, but what you're saying is true.
Yeah, the book is called Freedom, a Novel by Jonathan Friesen. I think we can really make a difference if your listeners just go to Amazon and write a review about it and say that we want freedom. What else is there but, you know, human freedom?
So when he says we need a benevolent tyranny, that's what all of the environmentalists are saying. They're the high and mighty ones. They say we've got to kill the majority of people. I mean, they're out in the open saying this, and the public is so anesthetized with media and culture that they're just have no respect for themselves and aren't resisting it.
I'd also like your listeners to be really aware of how much subliminal messaging it happens on TV. If you Google the words Oprah deception, you'll see very clearly at the White House interview with Michelle Obama, they show a picture of Obama made to look like Lincoln. Now, you may or may not like Lincoln, but many people think he's good. And that is a powerful image in Brave New World Revisited, page 98.
Well, that's not even subliminal. I mean, that's overt. They take many different forms of propaganda and weave them together, but the truth can cut right through it like a hot knife through butter.
Yeah, I mean, it actually is just a very brief flash on the screen, and you know, these people aren't stupid. They know what works, and they do it because it does work.
Well, Oprah Winfrey has done a few good things, like exposing Mad Cow and things, and then she's been kind of slapped around. Pat Robertson had 30-plus different TV channels, and they tried to take his tax exemption in the mid-90s. He suddenly flipped to being totally pro-world government, not that he was perfect before that. And so I don't like to just sit up here and judge Oprah, but, I mean, that whole world religion thing she's pushing is super bad news. I appreciate your call. All right, Alonzo, Jason, Hunter, Bryce, and others, your calls are coming up straight ahead. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of news and also talk about the cycles that we go through as a society. It's very important because we are starting the accelerated downward descent into just hardcore despotism.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Remember when I said you spell freedom F-O-O-D? It's really true. Legislation is in the process of restricting the growing and sharing of food, and a record number of Americans, over 43 million, depend on the government to feed themselves. Food prices are going up for Americans. Prices are going up, even for eFoodsDirect.com. This will require their first price increase in 3 years. The most important thing Americans can do for their own freedom and survival in these hardest of times is to get supplies of high-quality storable food. Because of the huge response to this buy three and get one free special, eFoodsDirect.com will continue this special until September 27th. Right now, you can buy three and get one free at the old prices. But move fast, because this offer ends September 27th. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're being trained. We're having our back broken psychologically to just accept Barack Obama's aunt saying, I came here illegally, and you owe me full welfare and disability, and you're going to pay it. And we haven't even taken a call who's upset about it. And, you know, callers aren't even, don't sound too upset. I'm not criticizing anybody. People are bringing up good points, but people don't even seem to have a problem with what I've been reporting on for 2 weeks, that 6 million veterans are having their death benefits stolen when they die. And it's in the news, and it's the system says, well, they're going to take that. Okay, let's start taking part of all their pension funds. Let's start harassing and shutting down their farms and ranches. Let's just do it. I mean, if they'll put up with it, let's do it. And they're gauging all of it. And it's not just going to stay at this one point of corruption. It's going to get worse and worse. I'm going to talk about that after calls. But briefly here, we've had a few specials in the last few months that have been extremely popular. And we have offered previously four copies of the Obama Deception. There isn't a better tool to wake people up to the false left-right paradigm, how Obama was financed by Wall Street, just like McCain. That way they own both fighters in the fight, all the horses in the race, both sides of the football scrimmage line. This film, you may be awake. You may know all this information. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And there's an online free bibliography for the film that goes through every second of the documentary with proof and links to legislation, to documents, to the quotes, to the video clips. The Obama deception. Now America and the world is ready to see this film. You can get a copy of this. And when you do, get a free copy of Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell, New York Times bestseller, American Conspiracies. And we're going to end this special very, very soon. It's a $24.95 free book. So that's, a $44.95 value for $19.95. And the meager profit we make from it supports this radio broadcast and makes what we do here possible, ladies and gentlemen. So that special's going, and even if you know this information, buy the book, the DVD to support us, and then give the book and DVD to friends and family. It's a great gift, or save it and give it away at Christmas, or give them their present and say, here it is early, this information can't wait, watch this information. Now, that special we offered that was the most popular we'd done in a long time, where you could get four films for $19.95, the film that I think is my most important, I mean, obviously the Obama deception has been the most effective, but a film that I think, it's 3 hours long with expanded extras on top of it, is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. On the back of the DVD, it says, they want you dead. For the new world order, a world government is just the beginning. Once in place, they can engage their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population while enabling the elites to live forever. That's what they believe. Not saying that's true. They say this. With the aid of advanced technology. For the first time, crusading filmmaker Alex Jones reveals her secret plan for humanity's extermination, Operation Endgame. And what does Homeland Security call the mass roundup plan that came out a year after this film was made? Operation Endgame. And they've got a bunch of programs called Endgame. They've got a eugenics program we discovered afterwards called Endgame. I could just see what it was and the term Endgame. Four copies, $19.95. Four copies. You get it. And give it to your friends and family. Air it on Access TV. Make copies. But people are more apt to watch it when it's a nice color cover with the back, you know, the nice DVD imprint on the top. We're going to run this for 2 weeks or while supplies last. It probably won't because then I'm going to reprint them. But when we start running low, I'll have to pull it. And it may be a week. It may be 2 days. I don't know. We don't have that many of these. Four copies. $19.95, and your purchase makes the radio broadcast possible. Also, what makes the broadcast possible is PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. You get my book, Paul Watson's book, both out of print, other great films up there that the filmmakers have asked us to post in the highest quality, like Camp FEMA, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, United We Fall, about the North American Union, stunning film. That's just some of the stuff in the last few months. My weekly TV show, my daily TV show that simulcasts with the radio, the Sunday show, archives going back 7 years, almost 7 years. All my films in super high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, the cost of two Starbucks coffees, and you finance our operation. And you can also share your passcode with six people, technically five. You can have six people logged on at once with the same passcode. If you give away to too many people, they'll start logging you out or not letting you log in when people with your passcode are logged on, if more than six are. And people say, well, give it all away free. The Obama deception watched more than 30 million times for free online. It is free. Everything I do is free. But you get it in higher quality. You get it first. You get it all in one spot for $5.95 a month. Okay? But I can't have high-quality bandwidth and give that away free as well. I mean, our bandwidth cost, we've done some juggling, but it's over $20,000 a month. And believe me, we're getting as close to the cheapest as you can get. If we bought even more, it might be a little bit less. But, I mean, it's – what are we using? Just on PrisonPlanet.tv. What is it, Matt? Over 100 terabytes a month? Over 100 terabytes. Ask one of the IT guys. They'll be able to tell me. It's 100-something. I think it's a terabyte. Yeah. 100 terabytes. Yeah, Matt, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the other IT guy named Matt. Yeah. 100 terabytes a month. 100 terabytes and growing. The higher quality podcast, It's all there at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, let's go to your calls. Alonzo, thanks for holding from Arkansas. You're on the air. He just dropped. Jason in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today, man?
Good.
Good, good. I just want to make some comments and a couple of points here. I don't know if you've noticed or any of the listeners noticed, but the grocery stores, all the grocery stores have little barcoded swipey cards that you get a discount with. All that information is stored. Well, I lost my card to get the discount, and I went to the service counter to get a new card, and the girl that was helping me, she laid the cards down right there. They're just kind of laying there perforated, you know, that you tear them off and you use them. And I just kind of tuck them and put them in my pocket. Then she turns around to get me an application for all my information to go with that card. And I said, no, I'm not filling that out. She goes apes. Her manager comes over, starts yelling at her, why did you give him the cards without the information? And, I mean, it was a big ordeal right there in the grocery store.
Well, let me explain something. There's nothing for free. There's no free lunch when you're dealing with these people. It's admitted with Target and Safeway and all these groups. This has come out over a decade ago that they learn what you've got to buy. They learn what you'll absolutely pay for, and they basically calculate it at the end of the day to charge you higher prices, and then they sell the data, and that's come out. So absolutely, and boy, they'll really push. You know, I'll be at Barnes & Noble buying some children's books or whatever, and they'll push and push and push. I even had a guy like a week ago go, what's wrong, Alex? Big Brother going to get you? And so these slaves get into the enslavement. It's like giggling fun for them. And so certainly they're training us to have a card. It's also Pavlovian psychological conditioning to swipe a card, even if you pay cash, to buy and sell. They want to force you with the new national sales tax, which they have neocons pushing. They'll have that on top of the income tax. They won't get rid of it. They won't get rid of one and add the new to track everything you buy, sell, and do. Oh, you've had too much ice cream. You've had too much beer. Now the tax kicks in. Or if it's a sales tax, they'll have to know what graduated sales tax you're in when they're implementing it. And this has all been announced. I mean, I knew about this many years ago. Now it's all happening.
Absolutely. And another quick point I wanted to make to you. I live in Maryville, Tennessee, which is the twin city to Alcoa, Aluminum Company of America, Alcoa, Tennessee.
And that's where a lot of the sodium fluoride that goes in our water comes from.
Hey, man, they're coming into our city limits, all any main road coming into our city limits of Maryville, and there's this government state-looking sign that says fluoridated water. I mean, it's on every entrance of every city limit.
But it's because they care about your teeth, not because it gives you a massive IQ reduction, as they admit. It's because they love you. They care about you.
There's a local doctor here in town that's been practicing family medicine for 50 years, and he goes on the radio promoting fluoride, good for you. Well, I had him in my, I'm talking to him, he's a customer, and we're talking about the fluoride, and then I finally get him to admit to me that, yes, fluoride is arsenic. Okay. Yeah, fluoride is poison. He finally admits that to me. So I tell the good doctor, I say, okay, I got some pure, fresh, filtered drinking water back here, doc. And I'm just going to put a little tiny bit of rat poison, a little bit of strychnine in there. I mean, the parts per billion, you won't even notice it. Will you drink it? Well, that's poison. Why would I? And then he kind of stopped and thought about what he was saying. I mean, it's right there. I mean, it's good for your teeth. It passes by the teeth. It goes into the belly. How's that helping the teeth?
Jason, I appreciate your call. Look, do you drink sunscreen to not get a sunburn? No. You don't drink sunscreen to not get a sunburn. You don't drink sunscreen to not get a sunburn. Very simple. Now, the American Dental Association, now 6 years ago, I kept saying 5 years ago, but time flies, said children under six should not ingest fluoride because it causes dental fluorosis. It weakens your teeth. It screws your teeth up. But when you hear the term fluoride, the reason that doctor was honest is there's hundreds of chemicals, over 300, they can legally put in your water and call it fluoride. So they take the aluminum smelting byproducts, they take the from cracking the oil, from breaking it down from crude. They use fluoride to do that. Deadly. And they take the byproducts of fertilizer production, and they put it in your water. And you can go read the list of this stuff. But, again, it's insane. Get it out of our water. You're not doing it to help us. You're doing it to brain damage us. We have a criminal government. And they're now out on the news saying we want to put lithium in your water to make you submit. We want to give you a shot to make you submit. I mean, they've gone from denying it to admitting it. Suddenly, every day all over the news, I covered it yesterday, there's multiple headlines about eco-fascism and how great tyranny is. I mean, they're not playing games, folks. That's why I get so frustrated. This is all admitted. Let's go to Hunter in Florida. Hunter, you're on the air.
Alex, first, thank you for being an integral part of waking me up and finding my purpose in life. Thank you very much, PrisonPlanet.tv member.
Thank you.
First point actually I want to make is activism. I think if we all as sheeple, for lack of a better term, take one topic in our town with the abundance of people that are awake out there, we can make a difference. How I took my topic is I'm meeting with my city water director to have fluoride pulled out of our water. It's a very simple topic. If you get the right people, you get in front of the right people, ask the right questions.
Well, you can also file suit and make them admit that there's hundreds of chemicals they're adding in the name of fluoride, and bring into the lawsuit the union of EPA scientists saying take it out multiple times in the last 11 years. And, I mean, are they allowed to forcibly medicate you? Are they allowed to give you something that causes bone cancer? Again, where are the ambulance-chasing lawyers on this?
Absolutely, and that's, you know, you go to drug.com, it lists fluoride as a drug. You know, it should be induced and monitored and all this stuff, and it's just, it's absolutely asinine. It's ridiculous the way this process works. But
well, you know what he's going to tell you? He's going to say it's state law, which is really a mandate, not even really a law, that if they get their federal funds, they've got to put it in the water. And then you need to point out that's a regulation, not a law, and just start getting with people and never stop.
Luckily, I found out 3 years ago they pulled it out for budgetary reasons. It's not state mandated, luckily. But funny enough, who comes down from Tallahassee? The entire dental lobby to put it in front of the city commission that we need it back in.
And that's because they, through the American Dental Association and the American Medical Association, they tell those people what to do. And these big businesses that are putting the poison in the water give money to these associations. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Bryce in Texas. Bryce, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, man, I'm glad to be talking with you today. I've woken up over the past year by talking with some of my friends and mostly by watching your DVDs and a few others. And I've got a couple questions for you. I wanted to know, you know, I hear your show every day and I start listening to it and really thinking about it. I wanted to know, what is your plan for really changing the government? We talk about, or you talk about, all the different things that's going on, and I understand it, and I believe it, and I see it with my own eyes. But other than having some kind of a revolution, how are you going to change it peacefully? And last question is, have you thought about running for a public office with your knowledge and everything that you know? I think that you could change things by doing that.
Well, this is a very important call, Bryce. And I have answered this question many times, but it always needs to be reiterated. I am in the film that is basically a video version of Richard Mack's book, where he talks about getting good sheriffs elected, getting good county commissioners, good city council, good legislatures. We get 60% or higher turnout for a presidential run. We get around, on average, 25% or so for an off-year election federally. And we get about a little over 8% turnout nationally in local races. And Travis County, where I live, it mirrors the national average, a little over 8%. We are so focused on the big dog and pony show of the presidential election, and so much money and time and energy gets spent on that, when it's easy for the globalists to control the Republican and Democrat frontrunners that the media pushes in front of people and says, these are your choices, ignore all these other people in third parties or even in the Republican or Democrat, like Ron Paul is a Republican, who would have been a much better option. So, A, the solution is nullification, 10th Amendment. That's one of the solutions. It's also litigating for your rights and liberties. It's saying no to the naked body scanners. It's saying no to sodium fluoride in your water. No with the purchases you make to fluoride toothpaste or GMO food. That's why people won't buy GMO food now. So the feds are changing the rules to not say on the label that it's got GMO. You've got to fight for that. Or at least encourage companies to put their own label that they're not GMO. The feds have tried to block that. They want to not tell you on the mandatory label that it has GMO, but they're also trying to block, but they failed, letting milk companies say no hormones, no GMO hormones. So you fight with your pocketbook of the votes you make with money. You fight with your voice, speaking out, letting others know what's happening, informing others. You fight by running for office yourself. Even if you lose, you educate people at those forums, at those debates, at those events. Now, when you talk about Alex Jones running for office, it's never been about Alex Jones. I can't save the world individually. Okay? There's only one man that can do that, and that's Jesus Christ. So I can't do that. But an idea, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And so I'm doing the best I can with a radio show. Did you know under FCC rules I can't have a radio show if I run for political office? Plus, I don't want to run. You know the way the campaign laws are written? That it's impossible to run a campaign and not be put in jail if you're real? But then the crooks in government, they get to violate all the rules? Look, all of us need to move forward against the globalists. They can't stop us all. It's easy to kill Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are gentlemen, about to start the third hour. At the 8 after, I will get into the cycles that society goes through and just what this decadence means and why tyrannies always enslave and kill people en masse. And then I'm going to open the phones up specifically. I'm going to get to these callers now. But future calls are for people with farms, with ranches, with land, being harassed by the animal ID, the premises ID, folks that are concerned about this new legislation they're trying to pass to basically not let you can strawberries or do any type of preparation of food and then sell it or even give it away, which will just wipe out so much of our farming and ranching and shut down some of the few little profit areas that small family farms and ranches have left in this country. So that is coming up. But right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in South Dakota. Chris, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'd like to thank you for all that you do. I guess, being what you just said, I have a lot of things I could talk to you about, but right now I'm going to discuss what you, I heard what you said earlier about the mad cow disease, and it sounds like you believe the government lying on the cause of mad cow disease, and I'd like to explain some things to you if I could.
Go ahead.
Prior to the outbreak of mad cow disease in Great Britain, the British government mandated the use of a high level of organophosphate to kill the warble flies. Subsequently, then they came down with the cattle came down with the mad cow disease. Now there was a government, a British farmer who was also a scientist that saw some abnormalities, and he did some research. And what he found was is that the cattle that did not have the organophosphate didn't come down with mad cow disease and tested negative for it. He did a lot more research, and his theory was that it was caused by the organophosphate and other environmental.
Well, let me say this. I'm familiar with the large debate going on for 15 years or so about what really is causing mad cow disease, but there are a lot of studies, and it's as normal. I mean, it's a cocktail. It's like vaccines can cause a wide range of neurological disorders. It's the same issue with cows. They call it offal, as I'm sure you know. They take dead cows, pigs, goats, sheep. They grind them up in these big slurry pools. Then they create a protein mash and basically then mix it into regular cattle feed. Cows are not meant to eat meat. They are herbivores. They're not omnivores. They don't eat everything like a pig. They're not carnivores like a Bengal tiger or a lion. They're not omnivores like a grizzly bear that eats, you know, plants and animal. It's bad to feed. They've got a blood protein that they feed to calves. I mean, this is crazy. Cows don't eat meat. I mean, you agree with that, don't you?
Well, let me explain a little bit.
I'm going to ask you again. Do cows eat meat in the wild?
No, they do not. And they do not in this country because it's been banned. And so they no longer do. And they used to. And years ago, yes, they within feed would be meat and bone meal. And they did. But they don't anymore since mad cow disease. The whole government thing, the government caused the mad cow disease outbreak in Great Britain, and they were not going to accept responsibility, so they had to come up with a line of bull the cause of it.
You may be right. I saw some evidence to that point. I was just mentioning that Oprah Winfrey talked about it. I think that was my issue. Anything else?
Well,
Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.